Welcome or welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Amy Berna. Let's get started. To start things off, I'm back. It's been about 2 years, but I'm going to be back. I'm going to be uploading more content, so stay up to date on that, and more information coming soon. In addition to that, make sure to go follow my Instagram at the Amy Berna Podcast for more updates. All right, for our top 10 this episode, we're going to do, in honor of it being October, we're going to do top 10 fall things. Number one, I think we got to go apples. I mean, what's better than apples in the fall? It's nice and crispy. It's cold. The weather's perfect. Nothing better than that. My number two pick has to be candles. Once the candles come out and you start smelling that like pumpkin spice, you know that the weather's changing and you know that Christmas is going to be coming around the corner. For number three, I'm going to have to pick a pumpkin spice latte. You can't go wrong with that. I mean, nothing's more fall than that. Coming at number four, I'm going to pick hot apple cider, but it has to be hot. There's cold apple cider and there's hot apple cider. There's such a difference, and hot apple cider is just 10 times better, hands down. Number five, I totally forgot to mention this. Number five is obviously going to have to be Halloween. That's literally all I think about when I think about fall. So yeah, Halloween. Oh. This one's kind of a hot take. For number six, I'm going to say jack-o'-lanterns, carving jack-o'-lanterns. I think there's quite a difference between carving a pumpkin and painting a pumpkin. I'm more of a carver myself, but no hate to any of the painters. For number seven, this should have been my number one. I don't know why I said this. For number seven, it's got to be Taylor Swift, specifically Folklore. Come on. There's no argument there. Number eight, you have to do this every year. If you don't do this in the fall, then, I mean, your fall's kind of lame. You got to do a Friendsgiving. Invite your friends over. Everyone has to bring some type of food or dessert. And then you guys just all hang out and eat food. It's the best thing ever. If you don't do it, start doing it. Number nine is going to be going to football games. There really doesn't need to be an explanation for that. Football games. That's it. And lastly, number 10, fire pits. Having a bonfire, either with your neighbors or with your friends or with your family. So fun. 10 out of 10 experience. Let me know if you guys agree with me or disagree with me. But I know I'm right. Before we start to wrap things up here, I would like to talk about something of a more serious topic. Recently, National Suicide Prevention Month has passed, but I would like to be able to use my platform to talk to you guys about it more. As some of you may or may not know, September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, so I'd like to just bring attention to this and let you guys know some facts and just bring more awareness to this topic because it's serious and this will continue to be an upcoming issue within our society, and it should be talked about more. Suicide can affect anyone, regardless of age, race, background, gender, etc. If you know anyone who has been experiencing sadness, anger, any of those symptoms that last typically longer than 2 weeks, or you just sense something is off, either talk to them. Talk to a loved one, talk to an adult, a grown-up, anyone that you can trust. But another option is to call the mental health crisis line, which is you can call or text 988 at any time of the day. It's equally important to be aware of some warning signs for someone who could be or may be suicidal. Someone can be more aggressive, alcohol and drug use, withdrawal from family, from friends, from loved ones. Mood swings can be a huge thing. So being happy 1 minute and then being super sad another, and being very impulsive. Just because someone is experiencing these symptoms doesn't necessarily mean they're suicidal either. Someone can just be having a rough day. If you see anyone experiencing these types of symptoms, let a trusted adult know. Or you can call or text 988. And you can always reach out to someone. There's always going to be someone there for you, including me. You can DM me at the Amy Berna Podcast on Instagram or email me. And remember, there's always hope and there's always going to be someone there for you, no matter what. My email is at amyburnabusiness@gmail.com. That's Amy, B as in boy, U R N as in Nancy, A, business@gmail.com. If you have any business inquiries or questions, send them to me at amyburnabusiness@gmail.com. You already know. Stay tuned and look out for more episodes coming soon. We'll figure that out. Stay tuned. You can find my podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, Breaker, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and the TuneIn Radio at the Amy Burna Podcast. Make sure to follow my Instagram at the Amy Burna Podcast to stay up to date on everything. Have a great rest of your week. And of course, theme music made by Caroline Scrubby Tennis.